Yeah, I was just saying that a state of emergency, my understanding is they last a lot longer than you would think, just because that's the time it's needed to implement various funding and get things rebuilt and this and that. So I believe we are, anyway, let's just say if we were under a state of emergency right now, I think we could do, choose to do this, ask the board to do this resolution.
Well, and that's the question, because I read this as this is a template. Should something occur, is that right?
Yeah.
This is not something we're trying to do right now.
And I'm not saying we should, right. But I'm saying if Felicity decided she really wanted to do this, that I could suggest we use this template to move forward to the board. And I'm not suggesting that, but mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm also
understanding that.
Reading here.
Yeah, and I don't know that I understood specifically what the state of emergency, our status of the state of emergency is.
Well, and this is a local emergency. Is what it's about. This isn't about the California state. This isn't about a local emergency because it applies only to a locality or to a specific agency, is my understanding. Not at the state level, because the state level decisions are different. Even if there's a...
But we're under a pandemic, which is a state.
But that's a state level emergency, and the governor has rescinded the response orders regarding public meetings.
So I don't think we need, personally, I don't think we need to debate whether we're in state of emergency or not right now, but
I'm just trying to understand, just clarify my understanding of this, because the resolution itself reads, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the blank district proclaiming a local emergency, ratifying the proclamation of the state emergency by governor's order, da-da-da. So, could the California proclamation of the state of emergency for the pandemic apply here?
I mean, I don't think the governor's going to declare a state of emergency for Cameron Park. But Cameron Park is in the state of California, so if the governor has issued a state of emergency, Cameron Park would fall within that boundary. And again, I don't think we need to necessarily, I mean, maybe we do. I'm not going to get the answer totally tonight.
No, well, because it becomes the question of, would this allow us to move back to the kind of Zoom meetings we had been doing? Would we want to do that? Which is, I think, where your question is going. Is that correct?
I'm not even proposing that.
No, just it's the question, not the proposal, but just where you're trying to understand the boundaries of this.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
I'm trying to clarify what you're trying to clarify here.
Okay.
If I'm honest.
Okay, so I had said that if the district is in a state of emergency, that my understanding is we could use a template such as this to go back, if you will, to the remote meetings. And then furthermore, I believe that we're in a state of emergency, but I'm not standing on any kind of, I can't point to exactly where that's my belief, but I'm also not trying to get us to move back into the teleconference
right.
world, so I feel like I don't need to defend that, but I'm happy to bring it back to a future meeting or research it further, ask CSD.
Well, and that might be a question, General Manager, just to clarify for our sakes. And I appreciate Director Carlson's reading of that, because my initial reading was just, this is a local thing, it's there as a tool when something like Paradise happens, when something like Cal Air Fire happens, that agencies can implement this. Because there's an emergency, the governor will recognize that, declare it, and the local group can do that. If we're under a larger umbrella of a state of emergency, what does that allow localities to do? Which is what I'm hearing you say, and I hadn't thought of it that way. So
if you go back to the last page that has the sequence that says, one, an emergency situation arises, the specific nature of the emergency produces an imminent risk to public health and safety. Attachment 1A, last page. Number 2, a state of emergency is declared pursuant to California Government Code 8625.
Okay.
3, a local agency wishes to meet remotely via teleconferencing as a result of the emergency, a meeting notice agendas are produced and posted with an agenda item dedicated to the consideration of the resolution. To transition to teleconference with the terms of California Government Code. So for me, I had to go to this page to understand how it works, you know, what the triggers are and things like that. I think, Felicity, you're right. We are in an emergency. An emergency has arisen. It's called COVID. There is as long as we're in a state of emergency as declared by government code 8625, and I guess I don't know that in that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think what my interpretation is that in June, the governor basically rescinded the original
right.
order. Because the COVID was going down in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. And then it's been stubborn as all get out. And
mm-hmm.
so in September, the governor's doing this, which is kind of a way, I think, to allow local agencies to continue doing the remote if that is what's needed to keep people safe in
mm-hmm.
their community.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bother you again. Where's the exercise room? It says it's in a group exercise.
It's where you work.
It says on the thing, group exercise room.
Pausing the recording for just a moment.
This is so, this